And we're live. All right. Well, good morning. Good morning. It's six. It's not quite 6:30. It's 6:36. And I'm strolling through Lincoln Park in Chicago, even as we speak, with my ubiquitous go cup of coffee in hand, surrounded by no less than 5 squirrels. I can see them. They're looking at me hungrily. So, what's going on here? I just got done with an epic 3-week road trip, during which, while many amazing things happened, one of the standout events was I was the first guest on Nathan Lowell's morning walk, which he has been doing for years now. And he sets out at 6:30 in the morning in Greeley, Colorado, and walks a route and talks and chats with people. And that was, it was delightful. First of all, I was very honored to be his first guest. He was the first guest on the Roundtable podcast, so there was a certain serendipity to me being the first guest on his podcast. That was lovely. And of course, it was marvelous to talk to him, because it's always marvelous to talk to Nathan. So fast forward a few weeks. I just got back yesterday evening from this epic road trip, and I realized one of the things that I enjoyed the most about that trip, you know, in spite of seeing the biggest ball of twine and standing in the exact geographical, that's the more coffee here. Ah, good, that helps. Geographic center of the United States. The thing I enjoyed the most was the conversations that I had with so many friends from literally decades ago, or from just hours ago. It didn't matter. It was chatting with these people, these conversations, these sharing ideas, perspectives, so on and so forth. And I miss that. I think we all kind of miss that. And yeah, Zoom is doing a great job of helping us keep connected. And I'm not gonna badmouth Zoom or virtual connectivity. But like, holy crap, there was a heron. 2 gorgeous herons. Man, oh man, wow. Dang, okay, this is auspicious. This is truly auspicious. Anyway, so I as anybody that knows me knows, I love to chat. I love to talk. So any opportunity I have to have a conversation, I usually don't pass up. And Nathan had been doing these daily walks, these daily chats. And obviously, it's podcasting, so it's a one-sided chat. But I think Nathan and now me do this, and we envision you walking beside us as we chat, just silently nodding as we spew whatever random thoughts dawdle into our heads. But I thought, this could be something I could do. This could be something that would allow me to articulate without just randomly talking to myself as I wander about the day, which I do. And if you don't, you really should, because sometimes it's the best conversation you can find, talking to yourself. That's a cool statue. I never noticed that before. It's a lovely little frog pond rendered in brass. It's quite lovely. Talking to you, delayed through the magic of podcasting, could be a cool way to remember to stay to the right, Dave. There's bikers on this path at 6:30 in the morning. Bum, 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 bum. would be a cool way to, holy crap, big ass spider. There's a spider web on the path. This dude is looking to catch a human. This is freaking epic. God. Watch out, Chicagoans. There's a spider who's hungering for man flesh. I thought it would be a cool way to, connect with you guys, share some thoughts, and generally, good morning.
Morning.
Generally, we're walking across a wood bridge, which this is, Nathan has several touchstone moments. I think that's going to end up being one of mine if I continue to do this, and I hope I do. So that's what's going on here. A chance to converse, to chat briefly. I know, Dave, talking briefly. I'm taking one lap around the North Pond here in Chicago, and we'll see how long that takes us. If it's enough time to adequately connect and share and so on, fabulous. But if not, I can always extend it because Chicago's a big frickin' town. And I can do that too. Anyway, so just got back from an amazing trip. Back in August, closing on the house. I was gonna close on August 15th. So I'd have to drive down from Chicago back down to Spring Hill, sign the papers, yada, yada. I was like, God, you know, if I'm gonna drive 9 hours down to Spring Hill, I might as well drive another 19 out and visit my dad in Cheyenne because his birthday is on August 25th, mine's on the 28th. And it's been forever since he and I shared a birthday together. I mean, decades, literally. And it's like, that's just crazy. So I decided that I would, you know, go down, sign the papers, hang out with my Spring Hill peeps, my Tennessee peeps, and had a lovely time there. Learned Gus and Aaron and Theo taught me Ticket to Ride for the first time, and I got my butt kicked, as one might expect, but it was marvelous. It was delightful. Let's see, am I gonna do this? They have lots of little side paths through, maybe next time we'll try the side path. For now, we're gonna stick to the concrete, the asphalt. Anyway, so I learned Ticket to Ride, got my butt kicked, and then started on this journey. And I looked up, I went to atlasobscura.com because I didn't, driving massive highway trips is exhausting. I'm good for maybe 6-8 hours on the road before I hit that highway wall. I didn't want to do that. I didn't need to do that. I had no real time constraints. So it's like, okay, fine. So I hit atlasobscura.com and looked for all the weird, freaky stuff between Spring Hill, Tennessee and Cheyenne, Wyoming. It's like, let's take our time, wander a bit of the Midwest and see what strangeness is out there. And I did. It was amazing. Of course, I started Metropolis, got my picture with the big Superman there, which was awesome. Good morning. And people don't always say good morning here in Chicago, you know, and maybe a guy rambling to himself with a coffee cup in his hand is not the most welcoming image, but still, I will continue to smile and extend a good morning to folks. So Metropolis, visited Chester, Illinois, which is the birthplace and home of E.C. Seeger, who created Popeye. And the town has really embraced that heritage. There's pictures of Popeye characters statues of Popeye characters all over the damn place. So I've snapped about 5 or 6 shots of those, found Bluto and Wimpy and Olive Oil and, of course, Popeye. Visited the Luna Cafe, which was frequented by Al Capone back in the day. What else? Found a statue of a 200-foot-tall dude rising up out of the earth. I mean, all kinds of cool stuff. And then, I found the largest ball of twine, the geographical center of the United States, found Rock City, which is this gathering of these concretations, they call them, of sediment in these enormous spherical boulders with this white radical texture. It's just gorgeous. And then spent a week with my dad, which was awesome. Spent a week in staying with friends in Greeley, and then just every day was just meeting people and connecting and so on. The end of it all, I was exhausted. I was gonna see other stuff, but I just said, nah, I'm ready to be back in Chicago. So I hit the highway, did it in, it was basically a day and a half of driving when it's all said and done. And boy, are my arms tired. I am not the I'm not the young road tripping dude I used to be. I'm feeling it this morning, feeling it hard. Beat it, squirrel. Yeah, look at me like that. But there are some things that I found out about the world and the highway experience. It's gonna take a leak. His owner and his dog have become separated. Dog's checking it all out. He's exploring, isn't he? Good morning. He's checking it all out. Anyway, so some random facts from the road. Let's see. There is a town in Nebraska that I really need to visit called Friend. I saw a sign that said Friend, exit, I don't remember the exit number, 268 or something. Friend, Nebraska. So I kind of need to really go back and check that out. Let's see. Speed limits, apparently, are more of a guideline than a rule in cities. Denver, I'm looking at you, but especially Chicago. I was driving home. I was like outside Joliet. I'm not even in Chicago. It's Joliet. And I'm driving, I'm in the slow lane, okay, all the way to the right. The speed limit's 55. I'm doing 70, and I'm getting my doors blown off by the people that I'm driving with. It's insane. I'm just sitting there going, geez, help. If the cop comes along, what are they going to do? Just arrest everybody? Or give tickets to everybody? I mean, I guess they could, but damn. So yeah, speed limits are a suggestion around urban centers. What else? Hawks apparently delight in just hovering and navigating above the turbulent air above the highway. I found that, and this happened like a dozen times. Good morning. A dozen times there were hawks just careening, just drifting above the interstate there. And it was just wonderful to watch them. I mean, they're so graceful. They're so massive wingspans drifting on the air. And clearly the traffic is kicking up all kinds of turbulent updrafts. And they're digging it, apparently. It's like this, maybe it's a test. Maybe it's like some sort of test for hawks. I don't know. We'll see. Let's see, what else? Any other? There was a truck. It's called, on the back, it was obviously a commercial truck. Back of the truck said, killing it. And I think, oh, this must be a pesticide company, a bug insect control company. Close up on it. No, it's garage door installation. What kind of garage doors are you installing, dudes? You're killing it? I'm killing it. He's very happy. He's apparently a very successful garage door company. So, all right. Well, here we are. I've made the complete round of North Pond. I'm back at the North Pond. There's actually a cafe here. Sadly, it's closed because of the pandemic. But there's a North Pond bistro here, which is where the photo I'm attaching to this comes from. The sun has come up. I can see its rosy glow illuminating the high rises to the west of me, and I'm gonna wrap it up here. We'll see how much time this was and how the sound is. I'm sure I'll refine the processes, but until we talk again, dear friends, Nate always signs off with a signature catchphrase. I should probably have one too. Oh God, another heron. Look at him, he's gorgeous. No, that's not the signature catchphrase. Create. I'll pull one from my buddy Zigzag Claiborne. Despite everything, create. Whatever that is. You guys take care. We'll talk again soon.